too big to jail. Inside HSBC, the Mexican drug cartels and the greatest banking scandal of the century. Written and read by Chris Blackhurst. For further notes, an accompanying PDF will be available to download from your audiobook library. Preface. The origin of this story lies in a chance remark. In early 2020, I visited HSBC's headquarters at Canary Wharf in London. The offices were buzzing and crowded, full of people huddled behind their screens, some talking into headsets or on phones, others standing in small groups. Still others were sitting in meeting rooms, carrying out the everyday business of one of the world's largest and most profitable banks. There were growing reports of a new virus reaching Europe from China. Shares in London, New York and around the globe had taken a tumble, as they always do when uncertainty hits. Banks, mining, energy and industrial companies were especially vulnerable amid fears of a slowdown in consumer demand. The price of oil was down. But there was no cause for great alarm. Leading the news was the conviction of film mogul Harvey Weinstein for rape and sexual assault. In the US, President Donald Trump was predicting a stock market crash if he failed to win re-election. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson was letting it be known he would be getting tough with the EU in forthcoming trade talks. In consumer banking, there was talk of free-to-use ATMs disappearing and banks imposing charges on customers accessing their own cash. It was clear, looking around, that everyone had a sense of purpose. There was a feeling of prosperity too. This was an energetic, successful place, which was hardly surprising, since the bank's most recent annual surplus would later be reported at $15 billion. On the way out, my companion, who used to work there, was running through recent events in the bank's history when he made reference to, of course, Mexico. I knew what he was talking about, how the bank had been hit with a fine of $1.9 billion, the biggest in American history, and required to endure a five-year remedial program for enabling Mexico's leading drugs cartel and the biggest drug trafficking organization in the world to launder cash through the bank's branch network and systems. Thanks to HSBC, from 2003 to 2010, the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most notorious and murderous cartels in the world, was able to turn its ill-gotten money into clean dollars, billions upon billions of them. When this finally came to light in late 2012, American law enforcers proved that at least $881 million found their way from the US into HSBC bank accounts controlled by El Chapo, the crime gang's fearsome leader and his henchmen. The bank admits to allowing its services to be used by the Sinaloa from 2006 to 2010, but the laundering had been going on for much longer. The Americans can point to further unexplained currency movements running into billions. What they uncovered was a hugely respectable, seemingly well-run global business, a corporate colossus where the systems of checks and procedures were either unfit for purpose or were simply being ignored, where members of staff were complicit in covering up. The question I was left wondering as I left the industrious, serious HSBC offices was how had this happened? How had a bank, the one that likes to call itself the world's local bank, which in its advertising boasts we're committed to helping protect the world's financial system on which millions of people depend by only doing business with customers who meet our high standards of transparency, journeyed down this road to facilitating Mexico's richest drug lord? Chapo was a gang leader, a major mobster, who was number 701 on the Forbes rich list, sandwiched between Swiss fuel distribution tycoon Jean-Claude Gandor and Campbell Soup heiress Dorrance Dodo Hamilton. Forbes also produces a world's most powerful people list, and here Chapo was 67th, after Elon Musk, who was at that stage at number 66. The rich list citation said, CEO of the Sinaloa cartel, El Chapo is the world's most powerful drug trafficker. The cartel is responsible for an estimated